Let's see, we were talking about Mindy's report. Was there any questions on Mindy's report?
No, and I appreciate her doing this. I think if we can continue to tweak this, I think I like a one-page document that you can add a glance. Now, I realize that if you want to really get a nuts and bolts, you need to look at that big spreadsheet.
Right.
This at least, I guess, was very helpful for me. Not only does this give us this month, it gives us the history. And that's, the bottom line of the history is a done deal.
Correct. The next item is another research paper from Katie Worthington on the mandatory duties of the coroner. For your review. Yes, it's a sheriff.
Suspicious and
okay, the next item is information on a conveyance fee, the process. I do have a legal ad prepared. Due to our schedule here in this office, and there's certain timing here of when things are advertised, when the second public hearing is, so there was timing issues with all this, compounded with our schedule here in this office. The hearings will not begin until August. The first public hearing would be August the 12th, and the second public hearing would be August the 19th. So I have this legal ad prepared for your review. If you're okay with the legal ad, I would need action and a receipt and approve a legal ad to start the process. I've also attached and talked with CCAO on the current conveyance fees for all other counties in the state of Ohio for your information. That might be helpful during your public hearing, as well as history of Preble County itself. I've attached that for your information, as well as a proposed resolution. And I believe that this is subject to referendum. Yeah. And again, it's on all real property as well as manufactured homes or mobile homes resold.
Well, that would be a small.
Small. Amount. And it's outlined in what I passed out as it relates to Preble County. You'll see the income we've received on that.
And this is based on a 1 mil increase.
Correct.
From 2 total to 3 total. Okay.
And approve a legal ad.
I would do a receipt of the legal advertisement.
And approve?
Approve by signing the document.
This is no receipt and approve a legal ad.
I'll second that.
Discussion. Not my discussion would be the fact that we need to move ahead in Preble County. And this is one way that we can fund the Department of Economic Development, which has been relayed to us by many parties that it's very important that it gets this done. And we can't wait until time to do it, because that would be too late.
This is the way other counties, I didn't mean to interrupt you here. This is where other counties, a lot of other counties, fund economic development. I believe most all the elected officials support us in putting an economic development office in place. And there's a third point I was going to make. When we had when Matt Appenzeller talked to us at his place, just telling us what we did, or what he did, when somebody brought up the possibility of placing this on, he said he would wholeheartedly support it and write a letter of recommendation supporting it.
So.
So, you know, when you look in the code as to this conveyance fee, it's for enforcing and administering the tax and providing additional general fund revenue for the county. So you're saying that should this be successful in passing, that we bring additional funds into general fund, and whatever our plans are for economic development, we might use some of those funds to assist in the funding.
That's a nice way of putting it.
We have to be careful in I don't like to say the word earmarking, but I'm going to say the word earmarking revenue in general fund. But I know that's what the discussion's been and what maybe other counties have done, but I've just had to. But that's what your goal is, right?
Yes.
The additional funds could help with some of the expenses to get it off on to start it off at least.
Yeah, hopefully one day it's self-supporting.
Correct. Well, yeah, I would think it would be.
And that's why you wouldn't want to earmark. We have the authority to designate where it goes. Unfortunately, if you get into earmarking, that is earmarked there for life until you send it and redo it. So I guess what Connie's trying to do to bear us on the side of the caution is we have the ability to appropriate that money as we deem fit. And as you stated, Bob, if we get to the point where economic development is self-supporting, which I think we can, and I think there's some other things out there that's going on that maybe may assist us, then we could use those funds elsewhere without having to go back through the process, is what she's trying to say. So, you know, I guess best case scenario, in 2 years, economic development was self-sufficient, standing on its own, and we wanted to utilize that for an administrator or whatever. We don't have to go back in and tear that apart.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what she's alluding to. Unfortunately, I've been through this, and once that money gets earmarked, you can't use it for anything but that. And sometimes you build up a chunk of money that's a carrot hanging out there that you can't do anything with.
Right.
And obviously, we're not in those times, but in a time like now, it would look very bad if we had, for instance, you know, $1 million dangling out there, and everybody said, we'll use that money, and then, well, we can't. We can only use it for this. So, That's what she's trying to tell us.
So noted.
Okay. I just seen it happen before.
I know. Good thoughts. Good thoughts.
We need to act on this resolution,
right? No, I don't know whether I can't remember if I've called roll on this or not.
So. Please call roll.
Commissioner Stonecash?
Yes.
Commissioner Wexler?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
No, Bob, that was just for your information on what the language is going to be. So read over if you have any questions, maybe research. But that is the proposed resolution. Disregard the resolution number there. I don't know how that got there, but... All the language. That happened at the last... Yeah, right.
We'll do that egg work session.
Okay.
Sorry, I just started lighting things up a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Where were we? What else did you have, huh?
Well, I believe that's all I've handed out. Now I'm ready to discuss the updated information that we had discussion on this past Monday.